Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
TX Group launches share buyback program. TX Group will launch the announced share buyback program tomorrow, repurchasing its own shares up to 6.25% of the outstanding share capital over a maximum of 3 years. The aim is efficient use of capital and return of funds to shareholders. The buyback will be conducted at market price on a second trading line for the purpose of canceling the shares, with Zürcher Kantonalbank handling the transaction. For more information, contact Urs Fehr, Responsible Communications and Investor Relations, at +41 76361 5695 or urs.fehr@tx.group. TX Group, a network of platforms and participations, offers users information, entertainment, and assistance for everyday life, rooted in journalism with newspapers of Tamedia and free media of 20 Minuten.
Q&A with Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Auctora. Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Auctora, brings 2 decades of trading experience to his role. His passion for simplifying markets led to the creation of an independent platform for fixed income markets. Auctora, backed by industry participants and investors, aims to address challenges in syndicated loans and structured credit. Bajil's focus on diversity and inclusion has been key to his success. Auctora's electronic trading platform for syndicated loans and CLOs offers transparency and efficiency. Recent achievements include a multi-million-dollar funding round and significant market share growth. Clients praise Auctora for transforming the historically clunky trading process. Bajil's advice to entrepreneurs: test, address feedback, and innovate for lasting change in the market.
Q&A with Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security. Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security, leads global sales operations for the fast-growing application security platform. With over 15 years of experience, Cohen focuses on helping organizations ship secure software faster. The cybersecurity landscape is evolving, with AI changing the game for developers and attackers, creating challenges in speed, signal-to-noise ratio, and tool sprawl. Application security, AppSec, is crucial as apps and APIs are the new perimeter. OX Security's approach stands out by cutting noise, proving risk reduction, and enabling developers to fix issues fast. The future of AppSec is moving towards measurable outcomes, with trends like code-to-runtime graphs, AI-driven remediation, and unified control planes. Cohen's top priorities for scaling OX globally include demonstrating clear outcomes, deep integrations, and customer success. Success in cybersecurity sales comes from selling outcomes, focusing on deal discipline, and building well-oiled sales teams. OTR Solutions launches innovative fuel credit solution with the OTR Fuel Card. OTR Solutions has launched a new fuel credit offering, the OTR Fuel Card, providing carriers with reliable access to credit backed by their factoring relationship. This innovative solution removes credit checks and upfront barriers, allowing carriers to fuel today and pay later through flexible billing. With no credit checks and eligibility for all carriers who factor with OTR Solutions, this self-backed model redefines how credit works in the trucking industry. The OTR Fuel Card offers cash flow flexibility, weekly billing, and deep discounts on commercial diesel. This new offering aims to serve as a lifeline to over-the-road carrier operations, leveling the playing field and giving new authorities the ability to compete with established fleets from day one. Investor news breaks. TeraWulf Inc., NASDAQ WULF, completes $1 billion convertible notes offering following full greenshoe exercise. TeraWulf Inc., WULF, has completed a $1 billion convertible notes offering, with the initial purchasers exercising their option to buy an additional $150 million of notes. The net proceeds of about $975.2 million will be used for capped call transactions, data center expansion, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. TeraWulf develops, owns, and operates environmentally sustainable, industrial-scale data center infrastructure in the U.S. for high-performance computing and Bitcoin mining. For more information, visit the company's website at terawulf.com. Robert Mell joins the wealth management team at PPAC Private. Robert Mell has been appointed as Senior Managing Director and Senior Financial Advisor at PPAC Private, joining the wealth management team in New York City. With over 25 years of experience, Robert brings expertise in wealth planning, asset allocation, and investment strategy. Previously at Charles Schwab, he managed over $1.2 billion in assets and earned top awards for his performance. Robert holds multiple certifications and licenses, including CWS, CRPC, and is pursuing CFP. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company of PPAC Private, offers client-centric banking solutions and comprehensive wealth management services. For more information, visit www.ppacprivate.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.